After winning the Kentucky Derby without breaking a sweat, California Chrome is one step closer to horse racing's ultimate but elusive goal, the Triple Crown. The San Joaquin Valley-grown colt blew away the field at Saturday's 140th running of the Kentucky Derby.
California Chrome into the final furlong. He's got a 5-length lead on his competition. California Chrome shines bright in the Kentucky Derby.
Reed Scherner with USA Today has covered nearly 20 years of horse racing and says the race was over when the gates opened.
When jockey Victor Espinoza said to the horse, "Let's go," this horse exploded like very few horses that you see, and the race was over. When he pressed the button, it was done. He put such a margin on this field, and then he just sort of eased him in. So I was surprised at how easy this victory was.
California Chrome's exceptional tale has its roots in Fresno County. Last week, I visited the place where it all began, Harris Farms in Coalinga, a small rural town near I-5. David McLaughlin, the horse division manager, gave me a tour of the farm where Chrome grew up.
He's a product of the valley. His entire life up until going to Southern California was here in the valley, either on the west side of the Coalinga farm or over on the east side at our Sanger facility. So he's San Joaquin, he's valley green.
The three-year-old colt's remarkable tale started in the womb of Love the Chase. Chrome's owners Steve Coburn and Perry Martin bred the $8,000 mare to the stallion Lucky Pulpit for a modest fee of $2,500. Back at the farm, we first visit Lucky Pulpit, who McLaughlin says has become the most popular stallion in California.
He always gets carrots when he sees me, so he always comes over. He's a very professional horse in the breeding shed, which is very important. He'll cover 124 mares this year, so he'll be He's very popular, and he'll be a very, very busy guy.
We then take a stroll and visit Love the Chase and Chrome's yearling sister. Coburn and Martin purchased her from another group after a disappointing racing career.
She was not a very successful racehorse. She only won one time, and the partnership decided that it wasn't of any benefit to go on with her racing career, so they wanted to retire her. Sell her to whoever wanted to take her on as a broodmare, and that happened to be Perry and Steve.
McLaughlin says Love the Chase had a life-threatening experience when she gave birth to California Chrome.
It was a very traumatic foaling for the mare, and the foal actually drug a hoof and lacerated the mare's vaginal vault, and it wasn't a full-thickness laceration, otherwise that would have been fatal.
Harris Ranch trainer Per Antonsen remembers training the Kentucky Derby champion as a yearling.
They come in here, they just like kids going to kindergarten. You know, they learn all the basics. They learn how to gallop out there and switch in the lead and start working the short distance, you know, where they go a little faster, what we call a breeze. And, you know, was doing that well with him, you know, and he was just really athletic. Everything just came easy to him.
Antonsen says Chrome is a quick learner and will continue to improve as time goes on.
He's just an athlete all the time, you know. Everything came very easy to him. He was a very smart horse, you know, and he did everything right all the time. When he started breezing out there and the owners came by, I always told them, you know, I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun with this horse, you know, and they sure are.
Now with the next leg of the Triple Crown less than 2 weeks away, does California Chrome have what it takes to succeed in the Preakness? Turner says the three-year-old colt hopes to shine in Baltimore.
He'll be the favorite. You've got to be crazy not to think he's the best horse in this race. After they run the mile on 3/16th, we all may change our mind, but yes, I do think he can definitely win the Preakness. The mile and a half in the Belmont is always a question for every horse, but so is a mile and a 3/16th, to be honest with you. So I think this horse has Triple Crown potential without question.
The third leg of the Triple Crown is New York's Belmont Stakes on June 7th. It's been 36 years since a horse last completed the Triple Crown. That was affirmed in 1978. Now, horse racing fans are hoping California Chrome's fairy tale story continues. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.
Oh, the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home.